Listen now to A Liberty Minute with William Grigg, author of such books as Freedom on the Altar, The UN's Crusade Against God and Family, and his newest title, Liberty in Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State.
The story has a familiar beginning and a somewhat surprising conclusion. Dayton, Ohio resident Dante Price was killed by two officers who fired 17 rounds into his car as it fled an apartment complex. The officers claimed that 20-year-old Price, who had been banned as a trespasser from the complex, refused orders to get out of the car and prostrate himself on the ground. They also claimed that his actions had threatened their lives and that they shot the unarmed motorist in self-defense. An internal review by their superiors found that the shooting was justified. So far, so familiar. But here's where the story diverges from the standard narrative. A grand jury indicted the officers for murder and abduction, and the DA arranged a plea bargain agreement that included at least 4 years in prison. The key difference between this incident and many similar to it is that the officers who killed Dante Price were employed by the private Ranger Security Company rather than the Dayton Police Department. Because they were private security officers rather than government law enforcers, they didn't enjoy qualified immunity for their act of criminal homicide. Of course, there is no morally sound reason why police officers should either. Let us take back the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Join us next time for A Liberty Minute with Will Grigg.